The story of Jesus throwing himself down in anguish and praying in a garden before he was led away to be crucified isn't some nice, safe, trite little story. It's real, it's dangerous, it's gritty, it's challenging. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I was talking the other day with a well-known photographer by the name of Ken Duncan about a series of photos that he's published in his book, Where Jesus Walked. Now, one of the photos that really grabbed my eye was the one that he took in the Garden of Gethsemane, the place where Jesus prayed just before he was betrayed and crucified. In the garden, there's an olive grove. But these olive trees don't look like the ones down at my local nursery. They look really, really old and gnarled. In fact, Ken was telling me that these are likely the very same olive trees that Jesus prayed under. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 and 39. Then Jesus went with his followers to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I go there and pray." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." No wonder they looked old. If only they could talk. 2,000 years on, they're still there. And in all that time, the powerful message that they saw unfolding beneath them hasn't changed. Jesus died on a cross for you and for me to pay the price of our rejection of God. And as I looked at those trees in the photo, they seemed to stand there like ancient messages, like a living invitation. Jesus died and rose again for you. His forgiveness, his grace, his mercy is for you. This invitation is for you. That's God's word fresh for you today. With all my heart, I believe that Jesus is calling you today, wanting you to draw closer to him today. And one of the best ways of doing that is by digging deeper into his word. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.